Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, along with Ross Tucker. I'm Jim Galante. It's quarter number two. That means it's time for Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Ross, you know the fans are back, so that means Mark and GoPSURV.com is back. And to celebrate the return this fall of the fans and tailgating, Mark's got a really special deal for the first home game versus Ball State. It's a two-for-one deal. That's it. You get what you purchase one RV, you get the second one for free. How about that for a deal? To get more details, go to gopsurv.com or you could call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for more details. Ross, you had a chance to stay at GoPSURV, didn't you?
Yeah, my wife and I did for the Wisconsin game a couple years ago. It was amazing. We had a blast. The thing that's really cool about it is there's a bunch of RVs there. So there's a bunch of other Penn State fans. So it's kind of becomes like a community feel. Like you meet some new people, you make some new friends. And then last year, maybe it was 2 years ago, my sister went with my brother-in-law and their three kids, and they loved it. They had an amazing experience. In fact, my niece is a pretty good lacrosse player. She wants to go to Penn State now. So I think the football game and the campus had a lot to do with it, Jim. But I'm not convinced that Mark and go PSURV, I'm not convinced that wasn't part of it too.
Well, my favorite line, and it's from our buddy Dustin, who says it's a weekend of tailgating interrupted by a football game. So anyway, Ross, let's move on. We get to start the series that is so popular with everyone. We do this every year, and this is where you do the scouting report for the incoming class. This is the class of 21, and we group the players by positions as much as we can, and we do about three of them per segment. You rate them, you give them a numeric ranking, and then at the end, we're going to rank the players 1, 2, however many there are. So you ready to get started with some defensive backs here, Ross?
Absolutely. I look forward to this just as much as the listeners do. And it's funny, by the way, Jim, last week I was on vacation, you know, at the Jersey Shore, so I wasn't here on the show. I met not one, but two listeners.
Wonderful.
Two listeners, Jim, to Keystone Sports Network, came up to me while I was in line getting ice cream at Springer's. I can't recall the first guy's name, but he was awesome. He's from Newport, Pennsylvania, and he's been a winner before. Like, he has the KSN polo, was telling me about it, and it's awesome. It's really funny, too, because in both instances, they heard my voice. You know, like, I don't know that they knew it was me until I ordered my Morio or my banana peanut butter, whatever I ordered. And then it's so funny, Jim, because most people know me more, my voice more than my face. So I'll be places and like, I'll say something out loud and I'll immediately from somebody there get a look, you know, and it's like they know the voice. They're trying to figure out where they heard it from. It's kind of funny. So I will just say I really appreciate both guys that came up to me. I love meeting listeners for any of the stuff I do, any of the podcasts, anything. But it's very, very cool.
Well, my one and only experience like that was at a bar in Harrisburg when I was talking to someone and someone came up to me because of the voice. Anyway, let's get started with our scouting reports, Ross. We're looking at defensive backs. Let's start with Jeffrey Davis, 6 foot, 170 pound, 3-star from Connecticut. You got to watch his tape. What did you see from Jeffrey Davis?
So he is an interesting evaluation. And this came up a few times last year. And Jim, maybe just to reset, can you just confirm for the people again, this year we're doing it like we did last year. We're going by position. I'm not looking at their stars. I'm not looking at their rankings. I'm just watching their video. I'm just giving them a numerical grade on a scale of 0 to 10. And then at the end, we'll actually see where they stack up.
Exactly. And this sometimes creates a little bit of a quandary. And Davis is a good example because his tape was pretty much as a wide receiver, even though he's coming in as a defensive back. And that's going to be one of my questions. You know, how much could you tell about him as a defensive back when his tape is showing you as a wide receiver?
Right. So out of the first three guys we did, Davis is a really tough eval. Okay. So first of all, he did not play as a senior. So I've talked about some of these guys before when they commit as underclassmen. But when we do these final rankings, I like to ideally watch their senior video. So you're comparing apples to apples, right? You're comparing the last thing they've done as seniors to each other. Well, not only did Jeffrey Davis has a bunch of bad things going against him from an evaluation standpoint. Number one, no senior video. They didn't play in Connecticut. What a shame, by the way. Just shout out. Kudos to the PIAA that they let those kids play in Pennsylvania. Thank goodness those kids got that opportunity. What a shame. I understand Connecticut was trying to do the right thing, but, man, I feel bad for kids like Jeffrey Davis. Didn't get to play as a senior. So I'm watching junior video, number one. Number two, it's wide receiver video only, whereas he's coming in as an athlete, but really a DB. And then the competition was not very good. Not very good. I mean, some of these poor kids in Connecticut, I mean, I don't know. I'll just leave it at that.
Are these the kids you labeled Johnny Hedge Funds?
Johnny Hedge Fund is one thing. Some of these kids, it's like they can barely walk and chew gum at the same time. I mean, Jeffrey Davis was playing in Johnny Hedge Fund League. And look, here's what I have down for him. Solid in every area, spectacular in none. Good hands, I don't think that they were phenomenal. Good speed, but he didn't blow me away like he did Johnny Hedge Fund. Solid size. But he didn't really have any special physical traits. It's hard to, I don't know how Penn State did this. Did he go to camp? He must have gone to camp one year and played a lot of DB. And they thought, okay, this guy can do it. Because kind of hard to watch from that video and say this kid will be able to play defensive back for Penn State. Really poor competition. I gave him a 7.0.
All right, very good. And every time I see a three-star coming in, fair or unfair, I assume that they did something special in camp, that they saw this kid live and he impressed them at their camp. Let's bring up the next player, Ross, and that's Zaki Wheatley, listed at 6'2", 180. He's a four-star safety from Maryland. What did you see on his tape?
Is it Zaki? I always thought it was Zaki.
You know, I've heard it both ways, and I've used both pronunciations, figuring I'm right half the time.
Zaki. I would have gone Zaki Wheatley. I'm going Zaki Wheatley. Here's another one, though, Jim. And look, next year, hopefully, we'll be more back to normal. But I was able to watch Zaki's senior video. However, he only played two games. He was only able to play two games the whole year because in Maryland, they didn't really play. I don't know how he even got two games in. Outstanding size. Outstanding. I mean, I think he's listed at 6'3", 180. His size jumps out sort of like Joey Porter Jr.'s size jump out. You just don't see cornerbacks that big in high school football. So outstanding size, and he uses it, Jim. I mean, he knows how to high point the ball. He knows how to box out, you know, sort of use his body. He could be a wide receiver prospect as well with his size and ability to high point the ball. But he's smooth on the defensive side of the ball. He's got good instincts in off coverage, good instincts in zone coverage. What that means is when he's playing off, okay, he is able to really identify the route combinations, to see what it is unfolding and happening in front of him, and then react to it. He's an exciting prospect, I would say. You know, he's very physical. He's a good rap tackler. The question would be, is he fast enough to play corner in the Big Ten? I think they'll try him there first, perhaps. If he's not, then they can move him to safety. I really like him. 7.9.
Very good. All right, the third one we want to get to is Kalen King, 5'11", 170, four-star from Detroit. Ross, I'm a layperson, not the expert at scouting these, but watching the tapes of these three guys, I thought Kalen King's tape, it was just different from the others.
Yeah, by far the best.
In a good way.
And really, I thought it was, like, I don't know what stars they have, but it would be like Jeffrey Davis, 3-star, Zaki Wheatley, 4-star, Kalen King, 5 stars. He is a tremendous player. I mean, now he's got really good speed. It's not exceptional. He's not out there running a 4.2, 4.3, but he's got good speed. What I do think is exceptional is his burst, acceleration, and instincts, which I think is more important than long speed anyway. Like, when he sees what's happening, Jim, and he sees it very quickly and very often, his initial 5-10 yards, his burst, super impressive. His acceleration to pull away when he has the ball in his hands. He's a physical tackler. He is special with the ball in his hands. He just has a great natural feel for the game. It almost looks like it comes easily for him. It looks like he had like 10 kick returns for touchdowns. I mean, he is a special player. I think his size is good enough, not elite. I love him as a nickel cornerback in the slot. I think he's a really, really good prospect. I gave him an 8.5. I'll be impressed if there's a guy in this recruiting class that ends up being better than Kalen King.
Very quickly, is he ready to play right away as a freshman?
Based on his video, yeah, but they have pretty good depth there in front of him.
All right, very good, Ross. That's it for quarter number two. Stick around. In quarter number three, we ask Ross. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. To celebrate, GoPSURV.com has a very special offer. For the first home game of the season, rent one RV and get a second one for free. A two-for-one deal. That's right. You can double the family, double the friends, definitely double the fun. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for more information.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.